Hi everyone, happy Saturday. My name is Peter. Welcome to Let's Talk in English.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. Are you happy it's the weekend?
I am. I love the weekends. I get to relax, spend time with my family, and do our Saturday review show together. It's great.
It sure is. We had lots of fun here at LTE Studios this week. I hope you did too.
Friends, do you remember what else we learned about this week?
Let's see. The weather is getting nice outside, so we talked about spring clothes.
Yes, people are starting to put away the winter clothes and now have to put the spring clothes out.
Spring clothes, spring cleaning. It always feels good to have a fresh start for the new spring season.
And we also had a very good story this week, too.
Oh, yes, the story of a young man who went away.
But the title isn't about the young man. It's actually about the loving father. What an amazing father.
And we also had fun with the word water this week.
That's right. We learned some sayings that use the word water.
Well, let's watch those lessons again together now. Then we can review together after that. Here we go.
The weather is so nice today. Spring is here.
I know. I can wear different clothes.
Yes, we can wear spring clothes. I like bright colors.
I do too. And I like clothes with short sleeves.
Yes, short sleeves are nice in warm weather.
But spring weather can be cool, so I always keep a jacket with me.
Spring clothes are light. You can get cold. You need a jacket sometimes.
Yes, you do. But I can put away my winter clothes now.
I can too. I love spring and warm weather.
Me too. I can wear more skirts and dresses.
I don't like skirts and dresses, but I still like spring.
Thanks for coming shopping with me, Taylor.
You're welcome, James. I love to shop. Now, what do you need?
I need some new pants to wear to work. I want to buy new jeans, too.
There are many things on sale today. Let's look at the pants over there.
Okay. Are those on sale?
I think so. Let's go and see.
I like these pants. I'll buy them.
Wait a second. Before you buy them, you should try them on.
But I don't like to try on clothes.
James, what if they're too loose or too short? Then you won't wear them.
Okay. I'll try them on. And I'll try on this shirt too.
Good. Be sure it fits in the shoulders.
A father had two sons. The elder son was happy, but the younger son was not.
It's so boring here,
he said.
I want an exciting life. I want to go to an exciting place.
But he couldn't go anywhere because he had no money. Then one day he had an idea.
Father,
he said,
give me my share of the family's estate. I want my money now.
So his father gave the boy his share of the family's money. The boy took the money and traveled to a new city. He was very happy.
I'm living a perfect life.
He laughed.
I have plenty of money and plenty of friends. So, I have plenty of fun.
But the good times didn't last long. He wasted his money. Soon, he had no money and no friends. Now the young man was not happy.
This is terrible,
he cried.
I have no money and no friends? That's no fun.
He also had no food. He was very hungry, but he had nothing to eat. One day, a garbage man came by. He offered to help the young man.
You can collect garbage for me. Some of it is good to eat.
Then the young man thought about his father's home. Everyone has plenty to eat there, don't they? But here I am starving, he thought. I'll go home and tell my father.
Father, I am sorry. I did the wrong thing. I don't deserve to be your son anymore. Can I just be one of your servants?
So the young man went home. When his father saw him coming, he ran to his son and hugged him.
Father!
The son cried.
I'm sorry. I did the wrong thing. I don't deserve to be your son anymore. Can I just be one of your servants?
Of course not,
the father said.
You will always be my son. Servants!
He called.
Give him new clothes and a new cell phone. And prepare a big meal. Everyone must celebrate!
But not everyone wanted to celebrate. The father's elder son was not happy.
Father,
he said,
my brother left home and wasted all his money. Why should he get a party?
Because,
explained the loving father,
your brother went away, but now he's home to stay. And that's a reason to celebrate.
A loving father never gives up on his children.
Hi, Taylor. I'm in hot water.
What's wrong, Matt?
I didn't go to an important meeting with Alex.
Uh-oh. Is he angry?
Yes, but I was in another meeting. I couldn't get out of it.
What was Alex's meeting about?
Plans for new fall TV shows.
There will be a couple other meetings, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Also, you didn't forget about Alex's meeting. You were doing something else.
And my other meeting was important too. I couldn't go to Alex's meeting instead of that one.
Then tell him that.
I will. I am sorry about missing it.
Tell him that too. Then the trouble will be water under the bridge.
Yes, we can just let it go.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? Now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
All right, here's a question for you, Peter. Can you talk about sleeves, short and long sleeves?
All right, well, our shirts have sleeves. I have long sleeves on today, but when it's really hot out, I will wear short sleeves.
Okay, now you ask me a question.
Okay, well, we talked about colors, and what's the difference between light and dark colors?
Okay, well, dark colors would be like black is a dark color. Light colors are like white or peach. Those are lighter colors.
Right. I would think of fun colors, yellow and pink during the spring, and then dark is like a dark blue and purple during the winter time.
Yeah, you can also say those colors, the really happy colors like yellow and maybe a bright pink, are bright, bright colors.
And everyone can enjoy different clothes in the spring. I start wearing shorts instead of pants and jeans.
Yes, and girls can start wearing more dresses and skirts because the weather is not so cold anymore.
Well, now let's talk about the story.
Okay, can you tell me about the elder and younger son?
Okay, well, there is an elder son who stays at home. The younger son is bored, but he has no money, so he takes it from the family. Then he gets out of there and spends it all. He gets very hungry. Can you tell us about the word hungry?
Sure. Well, the son is hungry because he wastes all his money and he doesn't have money to buy food. If you don't eat food for a long time, well, then you will be very hungry. In fact, you might be starving. What does that mean?
Starving. Yes, that's a good word. It's like very, very hungry. And then he thinks, oh, I can go home and be a servant. What does a servant do?
Well, a servant is someone you pay to clean or cook in your house.
But he goes home and his father says, no, I don't want you to be a servant. I want you to be my son. What a great story. Well, we'll talk some more right after this break.
Welcome back, friends. Thanks for taking the time to practice your English with us on your weekend. You guys are great.
Yes, you are. It really does help your English to review and practice what we learn during the week. So let's keep doing that together.
We get to watch all of those fun features now. Let's go watch them.
Hello everyone, I'm Jack and this is Jack's File. Today, I'm in hot water. Do you know what that means? It means I'm in trouble. I forgot my wife's birthday yesterday, so I bought her some flowers. I'm going to take them to her now. I hope she will forgive me. See you later. English has a lot of interesting idioms. Some of them have to do with water. When you're in hot water, you're in trouble. Maybe you didn't do something you should have done. For example, you can be in hot water with your teacher if you don't do your homework. Or maybe you did something you should not have done. Maybe you borrowed your sister's cell phone and lost it. Either way, you are in hot water. when you are uncomfortable, you are like a fish out of water. Maybe you are with a group of people who are all speaking English, and your English isn't very good. Then you feel like a fish out of water. When you have an idea, and someone tells you all the reasons it won't work, they pour cold water on your idea. To pour cold water on something means to say bad things about an idea everyone else likes. And when something is water under the bridge, it's something in the past that is not important anymore. For example, I argued with my sister when I was a kid, but that's water under the bridge now. I am no longer in hot water. My wife forgave me for forgetting her birthday. It's now water under the bridge. And she liked the flowers. I will be careful to remember her birthday next year. And I hope you're not in hot water or feeling like a fish out of water. Enjoy your day, and I'll see you next time on Jack's File.
It's easy to say, here's a bright new day. But sometimes things go wrong. When your life's not going right, just sing a happy song. Nothing is impossible when you believe. Look to your Father up above. He knows just what you need. People might do things that hurt you, make you feel so down and out. Remember all the friends who care, then you can sing and shout. Woo! Nothing is impossible when you believe. Look to your Father up above, He'll meet your every.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about fathers. Please help me welcome my guest, Mr. Abraham Abbott.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Abraham. Now, Abraham, can you tell our friends what you do?
I am a full-time father.
Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Our question today comes from Henry Ma of Hualien, Taiwan. Henry writes, a father is one of the most important people in a child's life. What are some other words for father in English?
That's a great question, Henry. You're right. A father is one of the most important people in a child's life. And there are many words that children can call their father.
I call my father Baba or Ba. That's the Chinese word for father.
That's right. There are many words in English too. For example, many people call their fathers Dad or Daddy.
There's also Pop, Papa, or Pappy.
That's right. Some people call their dads old man.
Oh, right. They might say, I love my old man, or my old man really takes care of his family. But that's not always polite, so be careful with that name.
That's right. And there are many different things that children can call their fathers. But whatever they call them, a good father is a blessing.
You're right. I'm very thankful for my father. He was a good dad to me. I miss him. You know, I think I'll call him after the show.
You should.
Well, thanks for your help today, Abraham. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Wow. It is really beautiful out here. I love the fresh air. Cheryl, put your phone away and enjoy the nature.
Oh, Brett.
What's up?
When did you go out with your ex-girlfriend?
What? What are you talking about? You know I don't see her. I mean, there's no way that... I haven't...
I didn't go out with my ex-girlfriend.
I didn't go out with my ex-girlfriend.
Yesterday's super sentence is, I didn't go with someone. So, you didn't go out with your ex-girlfriend. That's what you said, right?
That's what he said, yes.
But what? He said a super sentence. Just for fun, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Sure. I didn't go to the concert with Cheryl because she didn't have time.
I didn't go to the concert with Cheryl because she didn't have time. Super! What about you, Cheryl? Do you have one for me?
I didn't go anywhere with my ex-boyfriend because we don't talk anymore.
Oh, that was nice and slow. I didn't go anywhere with my ex-boyfriend because we don't talk anymore. Those were both super sentences. Remember, say it with me.
A super sentence every day will make your English great.
I'm so glad to see young couples getting along. It's the perfect day for a hike, isn't it?
It was the perfect day.
I told you, I didn't go out with my ex-girlfriend.
Then, what's this picture?
That's my sister.
Oh?
At least she's like a sister.
Oh?
She's my ganmei.
Niyo jiga ganmei.
Let's keep hiking. I think there are monkeys out there.
Well, there's at least one monkey.
Well, I think we all enjoyed today.
Yes, those features are great. They're so much fun to watch. And I hope you found a few things that you learned and reviewed and now can go out and use the rest of the weekend.
Yes, the features are fun to watch, but it's even better to practice what you learn.
And we can think about the story of the loving father today, too. Sometimes we don't think that we deserve love and forgiveness.
But this father shows it doesn't matter what we think, he wants to forgive us. We just need to come home.
The younger son was in hot water, but when he came back to his father, the father said it was water under the bridge.
Very well said, Pauline. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed this review. Now go out and try using your English this week. And we'll see you next time, right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.